Namo Guru Manjugoshaya. I bow to my Lama, gentle voice. You are the Lord, a shining jewel among all who attend upon the Dharma throne of the one who is invincible. You are the savior of every single one of the infinite gods possessed of that great good fortune. At your feet, glorious one, immaculate empty sky, I beg you to come seat yourself upon the filaments of the lotus within this one man's heart. In the paradise of happiness, you sit before the victor, the Lord, the one who looks with eyes of love, protector of the good, and the greatest of all, the master sages who possess the five kinds of knowledge. Look down on me with love, my Atisha. You gained your enlightenment long ago, back millions of years beyond imagining, and yet for the benefit of all as beings, who have no one else to protect us, you assume the role of a human monk, keeping the code of the three different types of training. Look down on us with love, my Atisha. And the glorious one, the Lord of mystic power, Master Padmasambhava, who succeeded in controlling the evil spirits and demons of Tibet, those beings that defied all control before, he was in truth an emanation of yourself, protector, a piece cut off from the magic of your wisdom. Look down on us with love, my Atisha. In these unbearable days, as the five generations cover our country, you have ventured forth to the lands of the north, walking amongst idiots, wrapped in the darkness here, and you shine forth in 1,000 rays of glorious light, the help and happiness that only the Dharma can bring. You shine, lighter of lamps, my Atisha. You are the true image of all those who have gone to happiness, master of the secret world, surrounded by the Buddha families. You are the true source of the 84,000 heaps of Dharma, and highest of guides amidst the community, the assembled mass of every realized being there is. Infallible shelter and savior, my Atisha. If a person, O Father, kneels at your feet and makes gifts to you, and with single-pointed thoughts of devotion begs you for your help, then you grant them each and every spiritual goal, both the highest attainments and those which are shared, and you grant them with speed, my Atisha. Come in mercy, take me with you, my Atisha. From this moment until the day I reach the heart of enlightenment, I know I need never leave, O protector, your lotus feet, to go and seek any other shelter. Come in mercy, take me with you, my Atisha. Let me now take this foundation I've found, this human form, so hard to attain and easily lost, and find out later that I failed to do anything of meaning with it. Luxurious crops of wheat left standing, rotting in the fields because no one went to harvest them. Bless me to focus all my being, one-pointedly, upon this single goal, getting some true essence out of this life. Bless my mind now, my perfect one. Let me rip from its roots this savage demon, out of my heart, this enemy, the tendency to see things as if they existed from their own side. Let me cherish my family, every living creature, in every one of the six forms of life. Let me to devote myself to the path where emptiness and compassion are forever married. Bless my mind to do all this, my perfect one. And I know that whatever lies in the future, in all my lives that are yet to come, whether this poor beggar of a man ends up happy or sad, whether good or bad, that it all depends on you, my one angel, shining bright, my Lord. Never let me wander astray, my Atisha. And when the seeming shining glories of this worldly life begin to fade into that final darkness, may the glorious one light his lamps, infinite forms in infinite bodies of light, brilliant beams that burst with his love, sent to me for that final work. Come in that moment and take me, your worthless child, to the heaven of happiness. You made a pledge that you can never change. You said, I will be there, high above, in the heaven of bliss, the abode of the 1,000 gods. I will be there to greet you, any of you who are filled with faith and devotion for me. So come. Let me see with my very own eyes the truth of your very own words.